Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Harpy Productions and Evergreen Podcasts present. Smile, it'll be over soon. Written by Noga Fleischen, inspired by short stories by Steve Atkin. Directed by Jack Bowman. Chapter 4. The Circus.
I'm home! Hannah? Jonathan? What's that smell? Hannah? John?
Blood everywhere. The mirror, the tiles, the shower. At first, I didn't even see the body. He was lying right there on the floor. Then I registered the legs. I didn't even see the arm. It was just thrown away in the bathroom like an old towel. But then I saw Hannah. She was in the corner. She was drenched in blood. Her face, her hair. I thought my heart would stop. She didn't say anything. Didn't respond. I couldn't find any cuts on her. Then I looked around and I saw the rest.
As a medical professional, what did you make of what you saw when you called the police?
My first priority was Hannah. I called as soon as I knew she wasn't hurt. Not physically, anyway.
She was already catatonic when you found her, correct?
She was non-responsive. I didn't know what I was seeing. The head was intact, still semi-connected to the rest of him, but his entire torso, it was flayed open from pelvis to collarbone, bones cracked open, his insides were thrown beside him on the floor. It wasn't like any injury I've ever seen.
What's your assumption?
On what happened? I'm not a pathologist, I'm a nurse.
Give it the old college try.
His chest was open. Do you understand the amount of force needed to pry open a human ribcage? To break a thorax this way, there was something stuffed in him. I didn't look closely. It looked like beads.
Those were actually jelly beans.
Oh, fuck.
Any idea why?
I think I'm gonna be sick. I need some water.
No signs of forced entry, nothing missing.
The door was locked when I came in. You guys are over there right now. You know all
no
this.
No bodily harm to your daughter.
I don't think any of the blood was hers.
She didn't say anything. Anything at all.
No, she was humming for a time when I held her.
Humming?
She has this box. It's a toy that she likes.
Like a jack-in-the-box.
When will I be able to see her?
Well, Miss Harper, your daughter is still in shock. But physically, she's unharmed.
Can I take her?
I imagine a doctor would advise she remained in care a while longer.
I can't afford that.
I'm sure that...
No, you don't understand. Please, I need to be with her. I am a medical professional. I can take care of her.
You can't go back to the house. It's an active crime scene.
Then we'll go to a motel. I'll leave my number and everything. Just please.
Why the rush?
Something horrible happened to her right in my home, and I didn't protect her. I need to be with her right now.
I'll see what I can do.
If you need to arrest me, then arrest me. But I want my daughter to be with me. I can't leave her alone.
I said I will see what I can do. There's no need to get hysterical. It's possible you can take her out tonight.
There we go. I know it's not much, but... it should be nice and cozy for tonight. Just us girls. In a motel? This is like the good old days, right? I'll just check the bed. The bed bugs before we get too comfy. Then we can go to sleep. Or do you want to watch a movie first? I can check if they have cable. We can... Hannah, sweetie. You haven't moved from the doorway. Don't you want to take a shower? I know they washed you in the station, but let's change from the sweatpants, okay? You'll feel better. In the morning, we're gonna figure this whole mess up. I'll call the school. I'll take a day off from work.
Mom?
Yeah?
I did what you said.
About what?
About bullies.
What did you do?
I went to the toilet, and I locked the door, but it didn't work.
What happened?
Tried to break in.
Was John a bully? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Hannah. Can I hug you? Please?
It didn't work.
I know. I know. I'm so sorry. You never have to keep this sort of thing secret from me. It's not your fault. I should have noticed. I'm so sorry.
You said it's a secret.
I should have done something. I should have seen.
It's okay now, Mom. We got rid of them.
Hannah, what happened in there?
Jonathan said he would break through the door, that he would kick us out if I didn't. So Laughing Jack said he would help me.
Did you do that? Did you kill John?
No. Laughing Jack did.
Did he kill Jonathan? Hannah. Sweetie, do you want to take a shower? We can talk about everything after.
Took a shower at the hospital.
How about I order us some pizza? Hannah, I'm sorry. Please talk to me. I didn't... I had no idea.
Yes, you did. You took me to the hospital.
I had a bad feeling, but I didn't know that that's what was going on.
Liar, liar, liar.
Please, just let's talk. I want to listen.
We are talking.
I want you to tell me everything. I want to know what I missed. What did he do?
No. You don't.
I do.
If you did, you'd have asked me that day when we went to the hospital. You'd have asked me why I'd rather smash Sophie's face in rather than have him pick me up. You'd have seen him come out of our room. But you didn't.
You're right. I was afraid. I am afraid. I was a coward. But please, give me another chance. Tell me how to make this better.
Why?
Because I don't know how to make it better without you. I love you so much.
You shut your liar whore mouth.
Hannah, please.
He wanted us to play games. You don't want to know about those games.
No, I don't, but I need to.
We don't have the time.
We do. I have all the time in the world for you, I swear.
I don't have the time.
I have an important appointment.
Is he coming? Your friend, Laughing Jack, is he?
He never left.
No. He's not coming anywhere near you.
What are you doing?
Imaginary or not, we are ending this. I'm gonna burn this box for good.
No!
Hannah, don't touch this. It's kerosene. You don't want to get it all over the... Shit! Okay, Hannah, that's fine. It'll just burn it outside. Shit!
Going to the circus, Mom?
Oh, no, you're not. I'll burn the box and you don't have to go anywhere.
I want to go.
Hannah, please don't.
Ta-da! No applause.
It's you.
The one and only. The greatest clown of them all.
Laughing Jack.
Hannah, get away from him.
It's time to go, Hannah.
No!
You don't make the rules around here anymore, Jade Harper.
Mom, no! I'm going to the circus!
No, you are not! Don't you dare come near her!
Mom, let me go! Jack said I can go with him! I can play in the circus and eat candy and I don't need you telling me how I ruin everything all the time!
Hannah, he is not your friend!
And you are? You let Jonathan do what he wanted. You didn't see anything because you didn't want to see anything! You just let him in.
I know, and I will never forgive myself for this, but please don't go with him.
I don't care. I don't forgive you either.
Are you ready to leave?
Yeah.
Good.
Let go of my arm, Mom.
Never.
That's not a problem.
What?
My hand.
Oh, better. You might need to release the fingers there, Hannah.
Cut my mom's hand off. Jack, you can't.
Why not? But I think we disarmed the situation, don't you?
I don't care what you do, but I'm not letting you go anywhere near her.
No adults allowed, I'm afraid. Why don't you hang out over there? There we go. Now, it's time to go to the circus!
Jack, stop! Let my mom go! Don't kill her!
Oh, be quiet! You are ruining all the fun! You said we would play together if I saved you from the bullies. So, let's play! Hold still now!
Take me instead! Whatever it is you plan to do with her, Just take me. You could do what you did to that Grossman kid. What you did to Jonathan. Just please.
Mom!
You better be quiet now, Hannah. before I eat your windpipe and stuff it with candy.
I said let her go! Take me! Eat me! Nail me to the wall! Open me inside out! Just let her go!
I don't like eating adults. Regret makes them taste bitter.
I don't care. Let my daughter go.
No, Mom!
You stay still now, Hannah. Don't move. Would you let me peel off your face?
Yes.
Fold you inside out.
Yes, yes. You do whatever you want with me. Hurt me, ruin me, torture me. Just, I'll protect her this time. I have to.
Time can work differently in the circus. You are committing to a very long play date.
I don't care. Let my daughter go.
You are more fun than you look. The box. Get away from that, you filthy little...
Let go of my mom.
Like a broken record, the two of you. You shouldn't play with that box.
I said let go, or I burn this box.
You touch that box with that lighter, and I'll rip your mother's face off.
Just do it, Hannah! Burn
it! Don't you dare!
You stay the fuck away from my daughter!
No!
Hold on to me. I'll get you out of here.
I'm in.
I know. It doesn't matter. Just hold on, close your eyes, hold your breath, and don't let go. Can you do that? I won't let you go.
Promise?
I will never let you go. I promise. I got you. I got you.
Girls getting settled in the new place?
It's a work in progress. It's been a few months, but I think it'll still take a while until it feels like home.
How is it?
It's okay. Small but clean, and it's cozy. Not as bad as our old one. We check for mysterious boxes every day. So far, so good.
And your arm?
I'm still getting used to the prosthetic, but I'll do it. I can type with my left, and I should be able to move to nursing school, so it won't be as physical. I think having a proper war story is what convinced the hospital to move me there. The rest of it, well, the rest of us is in one piece. More or less.
And the burns?
Not as bad as they should have been. Hannah's burns are healing, so that's the important bit.
And the police? Any more surprise visits?
Not in the last month. I think they're going to blame the fire on faulty wiring. I think I told you this last time. When they came, I told them I dropped the whiskey bottle on the floor when I fell asleep, and that's why the fire went so out of control. After that, I think they just chalked any inconsistencies in the story to shock. We were in a bad state. The stab wounds, me missing a hand.
How did you explain that one?
I said I got trapped when trying to get Hannah out. Look, there was no way to explain it that would cover all the bases, but I don't know, they just bought it. It almost felt like, I don't know.
Like they would believe anything, so long as it allowed them not to believe in monsters.
I suppose. Almost like they would do whatever mental gymnastics necessary to keep not seeing these things, to keep a sense of a safer reality. It's amazing the nonsense they believe, so long as I didn't mention, you know who.
Yes. Sounds familiar.
For a moment there, I thought maybe I was the crazy one. Thought I'd be solving puzzles with you in the hospital soon enough. I'm sorry, that was so rude.
Don't worry, dear. I have my eyes on you joining me, too.
Some days I think I still might. So, is he gone?
I don't know.
Sometimes, I still think I can hear the music. If I try hard enough. I don't know if I'm imagining it or not. Right before I go to sleep.
Me too. You learn to live with it.
How do you stay sane with it, though?
You tell me. I don't think he's gone. Not truly.
Me neither.
Mom?
Come in. Rachel, I'll have to talk to you another time.
Stay safe.
Hey. What is it?
I couldn't sleep.
It's okay. What can we do to help?
Can I stay with you tonight?
Of course you can. Scooch in.
I heard the music.
I hear him too sometimes. But he's gone. We are never letting him in again, though. Any of them. And we protect each other from the monsters.
Smile, It'll Be Over Soon was created by Harpy Productions, produced by Noga Fleischin and Katie Pratton for Evergreen Podcasts. Written by Noga Fleischin, inspired by short stories from Steve Atkin. Directed by Jack Bowman. Audio editing by Ian Geldart. The role of Jade was played by Luyanda Unati Lewis Nyawo. The role of Hannah was played by Adina Hadley. The role of Jonathan was played by Joe Dooley. The roles of detective, reporter, and school administrator were played by Harry Ryan. The roles of Laughing Jack, Tom Harper, and Nurse were played by Tom Kightley. The roles of Sophie, Lynn, female reporter, and Joanna were played by Neve Blackman. The roles of Jess, Miss Webber, and Rachel were played by Beth Eyre. We hope you've enjoyed this audio production.
Are you tired of seeing your teen or young adult struggle on a path that clearly isn't the right fit? Is your teenager confused about which direction to take after high school? The future of work is changing rapidly, and our kids need to know all of the options available after high school so they're empowered to make the choice that is best for them. In each episode, we explore the latest trends that are shaping the opportunities of today and tomorrow. I'm your host, Betsy Jewell, and this is the High School Hamster Wheel Podcast.